It's time for this week's Focus on Business. In part two of their conversation, Tom Martin talks with Chris Stiles, president of Unmanned Services, a Lexington-based commercial drone aircraft service.
The FAA expects some 600,000 drones to be used commercially within a year. And for context, the FAA says that 20,000 are currently registered for commercial use. What's expected to produce this 30-fold increase I'm talking about in just a matter of months is a new rule that went into effect in late August and makes it easier to become a commercial drone operator. Tell us about that new rule and how it affects your business.
We've been around for a while. Prior to this new rule coming into effect, we had to apply for a 333 exemption to operate commercially. And it was a long, lengthy process for the FAA to approve those. They were for specific uses with specific aircraft that evaluate you're going to fly safely. With the new rules, you know, it's codified into the Federal Aviation Regulations. So you have to follow all of those on top of these new rules for specifically for UAVs. So now that allows people to get a drone license as long as they know all the aeronautical knowledge that they have to have, because they have to go to the FAA test center to take this test. And if they can pass the test, then the FAA can certify that they know all the minimum knowledge that they need to be able to operate commercially. And there's just been such an interest in commercial operators that it's exploding.
For you guys, do you anticipate this leading to some competitive pressures that you've not faced until now?
Yes and no. We've had that competitive pressure because you had those illegal operators to begin with, and you know they could do things a little easier that we had to follow the rules, and they didn't. You know, they weren't, you know, bothered about that. But not so much because of our background and our experience and what we've got bringing to the table for the quality products that we bring in our services. A lot of the guys, they're photographers, and they see an interest and they want to use it and integrate it in something that they want to do for aerial photography. Some of them are videographers, so they have some knowledge that works. A lot of people, they just see it as the latest and greatest cool thing that you can get into and make some money, and they don't know the first thing about drones or really how to fly and get really great quality products out of them, such as mapping and geospatial. So a lot of it will be very niche specific things that people will offer their services for that, you know, they're able to pull off. We're full service, so we can do pretty much anything that you need a drone to fly from the air for.
Chipotle and Alphabet, the holding company set up by the Google folks, are partnering to experiment with the use of drones to deliver burritos on the Virginia Tech campus. Hovering drones would lower the Chipotle food on winches directly to students' doors or windows, the actual food prepared on a nearby food truck. And this appears to be mostly about a race between Google and Amazon to test drone service with real customers. Where do you see this going?
I see it as full service deliveries in the next 10 years. Right now, the technology is premature. And then, of course, the FAA still hasn't figured out all the regulation and the equipment and safety factors to enable beyond line of sight flying for one, on top of doing the delivery. Because there's, you know, other factors you have to deal with when doing delivery in urban environments around a lot of people, flying between buildings, condensed airspace when you have not just Amazon or Google doing delivery, but also 7-Eleven and Walmart and UPS and everybody else doing delivery. I see it as, I mean, we're an in-demand society. You know, I think we'll get to a point where you won't go to the corner store anymore for your gallon of milk at 2 in the morning. You'll just push a button to order it on your phone, and 5 minutes later, it's at your doorstep with a drone.
Chris Stiles is president of Unmanned Services in Lexington. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.